But it doesn't strike me as something that should damage George Osborne. Not yet. Maybe you can change my mind. This is LBC 97.3. It's 10:30.
From the LBC 97.3 News Centre, I'm Bill Overton. Inflation still rising. The Consumer Prices Index rate went up to 4.5% in August, with rising utility bills being blamed. The Office for National Statistics figure in July was 4.4. It's a time that's seen record annual increases in the cost of clothing, footwear and furniture. Royal Navy Special Forces are said to be in Kenya searching for a British woman kidnapped from her holiday resort. A man's been arrested over the kidnap of Judith Tebbutt and the murder of her husband David, who was shot on Sunday. Tube train drivers are to receive a payment of at least £500 for working during next year's Olympics. London Underground says it's reached agreement with train drivers' unions over temporary changes to working arrangements and payments during the Games. The garden shed in Buckinghamshire, in which Roald Dahl wrote his Tales of the Unexpected, is to be preserved. His family's aiming to raise £500,000 to move the interior of Gypsy House in Great Missenden piece by piece to stop its decay. The travel, the anti-clockwise M25 is slow in patches between junction 27, the M11 and 25 for the A10 and Enfield after an earlier broken down lorry. And London's weather, bright and breezy this morning, sunny spells this afternoon and the chance of a few heavy showers. The maximum temperature 20 Celsius, a little bit cooler than yesterday. Right now 16 degrees at Hyde Park. LBC 97.3, it's 10:31.
This is LBC 97.3.
James O'Brien on LBC 97.3 with TotalJobs.com. New jobs every day, matching your skills.
A rare portrait of 1920s London and its iconic underground network. Unseen for decades and now presented in its original glory with a live orchestra. The silent classic Underground by Anthony Asquith is screened for one night only at the Barbican on October the 5th. A thrilling tale of love, treachery and murder. Restored by the BFI National Archive with the world premiere of a new score by Neil Brand. Performed live by the BBC Symphony Orchestra. Book your tickets now at barbican.org.uk.
The nights are drawing in. Winter is just around the corner. There's no better time to replace your boiler. With British Gas's Boiler Scrappage Scheme, you get £400 off a Worcester boiler or £200 off other models we install when you trade in your old boiler. Hurry, this offer ends 2nd of October. So call now on 0800 754 754. Look after your world with British Gas. Conditions apply.
If you're looking for something to read, why not try Beautiful by Katie Piper? It's an inspiring true story of courage as one beautiful girl rebuilds her life after a nightmarish encounter with an evil man. With priority moments, O2 customers can get 50% off Beautiful this week at WH Smith. Just text MOMENTS to 2020. Or to find out more and be in with a chance to win a literary retreat to Paris, go to lbc.co.uk. Terms apply.
LBC 97.3. Call 0845 6060 973. Text 84850. Have your say with James O'Brien.
33 minutes after 10, and Perry nails it. It bothers me that our leaders are hypocrites and liars, James. I still enjoy taking drugs and will happily say so. Why can't they admit that it's okay and no harm will come to you? They are men with no principles. I disagree, Perry. I don't think that politicians can tell the truth about drugs for the very simple reason that they don't live in the world that you describe. They don't live in a rational world. They don't live in a consistent world. They live in a world where journalists are hypocritical and write stories designed to cause outrage among readers who are ignorant. You speak as someone who is au fait with the world of narcotics, and that explains the opinion that you have. People who are less familiar with this world respond in a way they've been conditioned to respond. I'm talking about people like my mum and dad. It's a really straightforward situation. All drugs are in the same bracket, whether it's cannabis or crack cocaine, and they are all the devil's work. There is no middle ground here, and that's why politicians can't come out and have what you would indulge in as a relatively rational and detailed conversation. I just want to know whether or not we as a nation, we as a public, we as a readership, if you will, we as voters are concerned by allegations such as this.